Mystery Verbatim, Martina speaking.
Hello, Martina. It's Donald Best calling.
Hello, Donald.
Hi. I'm supposed to be examined today.
Yes.
In Nelson Barbados versus whomever.
Okay.
Okay. And I need to speak with whoever's there and also get everything on the record and get the teleconference going.
Do you mind if I just put you on hold for a second, sir? Just 1 second.
Sure.
Sorry, sir. There was just a rush of people coming in for their rooms.
No problem. I need to speak, I guess, with the reporter, whoever's going to set up the teleconference, because it's going to be done by telephone initially anyway.
Oh, it is? Okay, because Nobody actually made us aware of that it was going to be done by telephone.
Interesting. I'll make you aware. What's happened is I'm unable to be there right now.
Okay.
But I'd like to appear, but I would like it all on the record. I'm unrepresented, and so I'd like to, you know, when I speak to everyone or anyone there, I'd like it to be on the record and recorded with the reporter there and everything. So,
I'm not sure about setting that up though, because see, when the lawyer booked it, if they needed that to occur, they should have told us, because we have to make arrangements for that, for a telephone to be put in the room. And as far as I knew, they just told me that there's a big possibility that nobody was going to be showing up to be examined.
Oh, my goodness. I said, no way. I sent a letter to the court yesterday, even telling them that I would be here. So, no, I'm willing and able to be cross-examined. But I need it to be on the record now.
I need to just put you on hold, sir, though, so I can find out if we can actually do this for you. Because as far as we're concerned, nobody let us know that you were going to be on the telephone.
You guys are the biggest and the best. I've testified at your places a lot.
Okay. Oh, just 1 second, sir. I just need to put you on hold for 1 second.
All right. Half of y'all hate, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me 'cause they don't trust me. And they say I'm lucky. You think I got time to blow all this dough and do all these shows? On flight in the llama charge and white gold. Uh-oh, another episode.
Who do I do?
Everybody that be living it up, you say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do?
Everybody that be living it up, you say.
What do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
My
with more passion than average, and I ain't mad at. Never leave you alone. It's a song when I'm home, like a song when I'm low. We both grow, both got minds of our own. Let's hit it off at first time, like love don't. Mini songs, baby, love it, yo. Made it over. Christy women, the women, that's over shadow. But you know the movie. Living it up, they got all of y'all. Giving it up, I'm a little ooh, baby. I'm cute to you.
This is Gerald Rankin. Am I speaking to Donald Best?
Yes, but I'd like to go on the record with the reporter there, Mr. Ranking.
Well, we're in the reception. We're waiting for you to attend. Where are you?
Well, I'd like to go on the record.
No, you don't have an option of wanting to go on the record. Your court order requires you to be here. So well, we're sir, waiting here.
I'm happy to explain on the record.
Well, we're not on the record, my friend. That's not the way it works. We're standing in the reception waiting for you to attend.
I don't know that, sir. But in any event, I'd like to
Well, I'm standing in front of three other lawyers who are listening to this conversation. You can't go on the record.
I'm perfectly willing and able to be cross-examined here and now.
We're waiting for you. Where are you, Mr. Best?
Well, I'd like to go on the record, sir.
Where are you, Mr. Best? I'm asking a simple question for which there's a simple answer. Well, where are you?
Well, can we talk and go on the record, sir?
We can't go on the record because we're in the reception of a reporter's office.
Well, then I can phone back in 5 minutes. It's not a problem.
Well, why is it that you need to go on the record?
Well, frankly, sir, I
No, look, the short answer is this. You know there's a court order requiring you to be here. If you don't show up, you're going to be in contempt, and we'll deal with it. So we're not going on the record. What I'm prepared to do is if you tell me where you are, I'm prepared to stand the matter down as a courtesy to you so you can get here. But we're not going on any court record. You don't go on the record until you're here, okay?
Well, sir, let me say this. I was told by the court reporter that
If you're not prepared to tell me where you are, I'm not prepared to extend any further indulgences.
But I want to testify now, sir. I'm prepared for...
Well, you can't testify. We don't do this by conference call. This isn't California, sir.
Well, I'm frankly worried about my safety, sir.
Well, you don't need to be worried about your safety.
Well, then let's go on the record, talk about that.
Look, we're not going on the record. It's very nice of you to call. I'll be getting a certificate of non-attendance, and we'll just move forward.
Sir.
I'm not hanging up. I'm just telling you. I'm waiting for you here. There's a court order requiring you to attend. If you don't want to attend, that's fine. We'll go back and we'll deal with your non-attendance. We're not going to go and start having you doing this on some conference call. That's not what the judge ordered. The judge ordered you to attend. You have a copy of Justice Shaughnessy's order dated November the 2nd?
I do not, sir. I do not.
Hey, Cal, how are you?
And as a matter of fact, the court reporter told me yesterday that there's all sorts of documents I don't have.
I'm sorry. I'm not your counsel. I'm not your counsel. I can't start giving you advice. What I am telling you is are here to examine you. We're waiting for you. If you don't show up, we're getting a certificate of non-attendance, and we'll take this back to Mr. Justice Shaughnessy. Okay?
Well,
you need to file an affidavit to explain things, then that's what you'll have to do. But at this point in time, we expect you to attend.
Well, sir, can you tell me this? Can you tell me this, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I tell you what?
Okay. Is Mr. Lawrence Silver there?
Yeah, Mr. Silver's here.
Okay.
We're not gonna play one lawyer against the other. You're dealing with me.
No,
that's your problem.
No, is he listening right now?
He's in my presence. Everybody's here. We're making a bit of a gong show victory verbatim.
Sir, can he hear my voice?
I don't know that he can hear your voice because you're on the phone, sir.
All right.
We are in a reception at victory verbatim.
Okay. Then I'd like to speak to him on the phone, sir.
Well, so I'm happy to have you speak to Mr. Silver.
Okay.
Do you want to transfer it into another room?
Put him up. Hold on.
One moment, please. Here's Mr. Silver.
Okay.
Is there a conference call?
We need a hands-free.
You need a hands-free.
You want a hands-free?
Yeah. Hello?
Mr. Silver?
Mr. Best, how are you?
You're Mr. Silver of Castles Brock?
I am, yes. And you're on a conference. You're on a speakerphone.
All right.
And Mr. Ranking and Mr. Kwiatkowski are with me in an office at Victory Verbatim, and we're waiting for you. Where are you?
Okay, sir. Well, I'm prepared to be cross-examined, and
well, great. So,
hang on, sir. First of all, a couple of things. One, I found out about this yesterday. I phoned the trial coordinator as I've been doing occasionally, and she told me that the order was signed by the judge on Friday and it wasn't sent to me. I don't have a copy of it. She said it wasn't, she said she sent it to, I forget, but Mr. Ranking on Friday, when he signed it on Friday, but to no one else. But nonetheless, I'm phoning.
Sir, the order was made on November 2nd.
Well, I didn't know that.
And it was sent to you earlier, and I'm sure you didn't know, but it doesn't matter because court order was made, and you're in contempt of it by not being here today, sir.
Well, sir, let me say this. She told me there's lots of documents that the court has been told I've been sent, but they weren't sent to me. That's what she said. That's just Miss Jackie.
Anyway, listen.
Why I wanted to speak to Mr. Silver. Mr. Silver?
I'm listening to you.
All right. I understand, and I see right on the web right now that you and your firm have published my Ministry of Transport driver's license number, date of birth on the web. It's gone viral. What purports to be my driver's license, my date of birth, my address history since I was 17 years old.
My firm is
yes,
posted
sir,
that?
Yes, sir. That's what it says. Your email address is here to send information, and they're calling for rogue police officers and bikers and criminals to track down my family. And this private investigator that you have hired has gone into secret Toronto police records and published stuff there from my employment record, and it's all on the web now. So what I wanted to ask you, sir, I'm perfectly willing to testify. You know, it'd be nice to have the documents, but I wanted guarantees from everybody there that not you, not your law firm, and none of your defendants, none of your clients have hired surveillance there to take pictures of me, because it'll be on the web tomorrow. And I want guarantees from each one of you. My family hasn't slept in weeks, sir. My family has not slept in weeks. I have been on the phone for days, not hours, days. I mean, you know, identity theft here. Identity theft. You published. Come on. You guys knew what you're doing. You put out my confidential Ministry of Transport, what purports to be my confidential Ministry of Transport driver's license, address, date of birth, the whole works, and you published it in public.
Well, I just wanted you to know that two more people have joined the conference call. To be fair to you, I can let them. I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Heidi Rubin. I'm Bill McKenzie's lawyer.
And Mark Lemieux has joined us, just so that you're aware who's on the call.
Yeah, well, oh, Mark Lemieux. Yeah, well, he's in this article too, okay? They're calling for him. They're calling to do harm to him too.
That's in my firm's website.
No, sir.
You said.
No, sir. Huh? It's in this Barbados Underground blog, but it's also on the Motorcycle Gang blog, and it's all over the place. Because the confidential...
I thought you said it was on my firm's website.
No, it says you posted it here, sir.
Oh, and I posted it on this... I posted it on the Barbados Underground website.
Okay.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, you got your email address here, you got the...
Sir, you're making a serious allegation in front of a lot of people. So are you saying that...
I'm saying what it says. Okay. Well, I mean, you can read. Look.
You know that I didn't post that. I don't know what you're talking about, but I can guarantee you that you know that I didn't post that, right?
No, I don't know that at all, sir. But if you say so, okay.
Sir, you have my unconditional guarantee that there's no surveillance that I have arranged or know of, and you need to be here, sir, now. Otherwise, you're going to be in contempt of a court order. We would like to move forward with the cross-examination and deal with the costs of the motion that I suspect you know all about. And how long can it take you to get down here? You can bring whatever documents you have, and the other documents that we'll need, you'll either refuse or you'll undertake to provide them. There was a court order that you're already in breach of that required you to deliver them a week ago. We'll deal with that. We want to move forward.
Well, I didn't, sir.
So where are you? How far away are you from this office building?
First of all,
222 Bay Street.
I found out about this yesterday. And I've been told that there's a bunch of documents by the court coordinator.
Mr. Rankin sent you all of the documentation that the court thought you were required before you were cross-examined.
Well,
so,
she says that a lot of the stuff the court it wasn't sent to me, and the court was told it was.
Okay, so you know what? Take it all up with Justice Shaughnessy, but
look,
you got to do something about that. Right now, you're required by court order to be at this office building that we're all waiting for you at.
Well, I can't be there, sir. I can't.
Why not?
Be there.
Why?
Well, I found out about it yesterday, and it would take me too long to get there, for one thing, and for another thing.
Can you be here at 2 o'clock?
No, sir. First of all,
You know what? I'm not your lawyer, but I'm trying to help you because I'm telling you the position that's going to be taken is that you're in contempt of a court order. So it doesn't get – you'll speak to your own lawyer or whoever you take advice from, but you're compounding a problem for yourself.
Sure.
Could you just let us know where you are, Mr. Best?
Oh, yeah. So I'll let you know exactly. That's what they're asking on the
I'm asking you because I'd like to know if you can come here by 2 o'clock. That's the reason for my question.
I can't.
You can tell me you're in Barrie. I'm not asking for your residential address.
I
just tell me where you are, in whether you're in the jurisdiction or not. And if you're in the jurisdiction, where?
I cannot make it, sir. I found out about this yesterday, and I cannot make it. I don't have any documents. I haven't seen an order. I mean, the order hasn't been sent to me. I've been told stuff hasn't been sent to me. Now, I'm willing to answer questions. I'm willing to answer them right now.
Can you be here tomorrow?
I can't, sir.
Oh, so when can you be here? What date would work for you?
Well,
how about Thursday?
Well, let's talk about my safety, sir.
Sir, how about Thursday? Can you make it here Thursday or tomorrow?
Well, can everybody who's going to be there, can you all guarantee me that there is no surveillance, that none of your clients have hired? And can you, I mean, the location's unsafe, but, can you all guarantee me that? Are you willing
to have the examination of my office if that's going to make it any better for you.
Or mine.
Well.
Whatever you're more comfortable, but Mark Lemieux's here, he's got experience in these things. If he thought that there was surveillance or he'd alert you to it.
Gentlemen. I can tell you that what I see online here, somebody has.
Oh, Mark's not doing anything. Anyways, you heard from me that there's been no surveillance. The only surveillance that is going to take place is a written transcript. You're going to answer questions under oath, and there's going to be a transcript of that record, and that's going to be put before Justice Shaughnessy in respect of cost submissions. Any other use of it, I mean, I'm not your lawyer, but there are rules that deal with this, and with the greatest of respect, you're raising a non-issue for the purposes of trying to explain why you appear to be in contempt of a court order.
I'm intimidated, sir. There's been a criminal offense, provincial offenses, federal offenses for this.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to see ranking, Mr. Best. One more person has entered. I'll have her identify herself.
Hi, Mr. Best. Sarah Clark for Segment
Elliott.
On with Caribbean.
All right, we have Mr. Best on the phone. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted you to know when somebody else came in the room, Mr. Best.
Sir, can you be here tomorrow?
I cannot be there tomorrow, sir.
Can you be here Thursday?
I doubt I could be there Thursday.
Can you tell us a date when you can first be here? And then we're going to end this conversation, and we're going to go on the record.
All right. Well, why don't we do this, sir? The court coordinator told me that somebody could put together a package of everything that they say I've been served with, and they could deliver it to me with the affidavits of service, And then I could take that to a lawyer or study it, and then I could do, but I, guys, she has told me, and I see from the few things that I have, that I haven't, I don't know, half the stuff, and the court has been incorrectly told that
Mr.
I have.
Mr. Bass, it's ranking. Let me just answer that. I wrote to you, and I spent a lot of money putting together the very package you wanted, and it was couriered to your post office box in Kingston on the 6th of November, okay? So, and I know, but because I looked at the UPS box, that as soon as it gets to Kingston, it gets redirected to your post office box at the Cloverdale Mall. So the stuff that you're saying you don't have, I'm going to be able to show that you do have, or it was certainly sent where it was supposed to be sent. So if you go to your post office box, and you just speak to the people there, I think you're going to find that you'll have all the stuff you need.
Well,
have you got your post office box?
Well, sir, I, you know, if this must be
new... No, listen, just answer the question. Have you gone to your post office box?
Sir.
That's not a bad question, Mr. Best. You're claiming that you're not prepared, and it's really appears to be your own carelessness or intentional conduct. So,
well, you know, let's just have all
you can raise all those things with Justice Shaughnessy. You could have done it before, you could do it after. Tell him all your problems. Don't tell us. We are proceeding by way of court orders because of the difficulty that we had to try to locate you previously. Justice Shaughnessy has made orders, and we're following them. And the order requires you to be here today, sir.
But before
and the rest of all that you have to say is really no moment to us as lawyers, because we have clients that have instructed us to proceed by way of court order to make sure that things take place properly. And that's all we're doing.
Okay.
And you're in breach of a court order.
Well, I never got the court order, sir.
Well, let me ask you the question again. Have you gone to your...
Now,
have you gone to your post office box? I want it noted for everybody's record that Mr. Best has refused to answer the question as to where he is. He's also refused to answer the question that I've posed numerous times as to whether he has gone to his post office box to pick up the materials that were sent to him pursuant to Justice Shaughnessy's order and in compliance with Justice Everhart's order, which was the address for service. I must have asked the question three times, and I'm noting that you're refusing to answer. And if you want to change your position, that's fine. I'll hear from you now.
Yeah. Well, my position is, you're asking. They've got death threats here, you know, from the
just asking whether or not you went to your post office box. I'm not asking about any death threats. Because
well,
if I send it to you again, you're going to have the same problem.
Yeah,
unless you want to give me your residential address. Otherwise, I can put together another four packages, and you're never going to get
a residential address.
Look, you can give me any... Look, I'm not going to get into a debate with you. I've asked the question, you refuse to answer, and I'm in a position I can't even help you any further.
What do you propose that we do, Mr. Best?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know who posted what purports to be, and how did it come that Ministry of Transport confidential
information... I have no idea. I have no idea, and I can't help to find that out, nor would I if I could.
Well, it says they have a copy of a report from a private investigator from the firm of Castles.
Oh, from the firm of Castles.
That's what it says.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that the firm of Castles doesn't have a report on you.
Yeah, does anyone?
Whoever posted the wrong information.
Well, how did this come to be?
I have no idea, nor do I care.
Oh, well, they're only calling for, I see, yeah. Guys, I get it. Whoever put this on, whoever let the Ministry of Transport information into the public, they knew what they were doing. Identity theft, intimidation, I'm intimidated. I know exactly.
I can guarantee you, sir, that it wasn't me or Castles Brock.
Well, who was it then, sir? Who hired the private?
We're going to end the call, and we're going to get a certificate of non-attendance.
I would like to give me the questions, sir, gentlemen. Give me the questions.
I'm doing this over the phone. You are required to bring your documents with you. There's a notice of examination. There's a protocol to be followed. We intend to follow it. If you intend to do something different, then you need a court order to vary what Justice Shaughnessy has ordered. It's as simple as that.
Well, I'd like
we've
to
offered,
a copy.
But incidentally, I'm just going to, do you have all the corporate records of Nelson Barbados?
I'd like a copy of the order, gentlemen.
Sir, you said that's the question. I'm asking you a question. Do you have all of the records of Nelson Barbados?
Is that one of your questions, sir? I'll write that
down.
That's
one of them.
Do you have all the... Okay.
Are you going to answer it?
I would like to put all the questions down first, and then I'll answer them. Sir, do you have...
Okay.
What's Mr. the next
Best,
thing?
Yeah. Mr. Best, thanks for the call. What we're going to take away from it is that you're not attending today, you're not attending tomorrow or Thursday, and you won't give us a date when you will attend, and we'll take it up with Justice Shaughnessy.
Well, if you'd send me all the stuff, gentlemen, all the everything...
No, we're not sending you anything further than what you've already got, because what you've got is in compliance with a court order. And we're in compliance, but you're not, and we're going to move forward. We're not going to continue this discussion where you're not helping your cause or ours.
Well, I'm ready for the second question.
If your position changes on anything, I'm sure you have our fax or email numbers. Let all counsel know what your position is.
Well,
otherwise, we're going to go back to Justice Shaughnessy and deal with this breach of his court order.
I'm ready for the second question, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Best. I'm going to hang up, okay? Does everybody agree? Does anybody else have anything to say to Mr. Best? No. So everybody agrees that we should end this call now.
I'm ready to take the questions, gentlemen. What is the next question?
Thank you, Mr. Beth.
Okay, we're going to go now. Speak to you later. Okay.
I've been in the back for like 10 minutes. I'm like, where the hell is everybody?
Do we want to put anything on the record?
Okay, so you're going to attend.
What
we'll
did he do? Did he just call? He
just called here. We were doing this for 5 minutes out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I finally thought I was already on the speaker phone.
So...
Okay, so I'll get a certificate of non-attendance. I'm happy to put it on the record. Do you want to put it on the record? There might actually be some utility in that for us going on the record.
Well, at least to...
Just confirm what we've done.
We're all here.
No, but
there's a contemporaneous record at
when
the
it goes
time.
Up on a
if anybody disagrees, I think we should put it on the a statement on the record and get
it. It's your party.
Yeah, I know. My record, right?
And then what's happening once we're all in here about these other cross-examinations? That's why Mark
that's why I'm here. I'm
to conduct cross examination.
I wrote to whoever Jessica. I'm not producing. I got it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what I'm told under or not? I have no idea if she. I know she's been in a couple of.
No, days. Andrew wrote and said he was going to rely upon us for Jessica's motion, and then I wrote another letter saying, well. Yeah, so
right, and then Mark sent another one back who disagreed with you and said.
No, he responded to Andrew Roman's letter, not to mine.
But I was told to appear, so here I is.
Hi,
how are you?
Yeah, but there's counselors are for real.
From Barry. I just called him to appear.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think he's coming there.
No, I'm telling you.
But I think I'm there with him.
Best.
Sure.
Yeah, we can.
I'm sure. And I'm sure they take that.
Yeah.
on legal aid. No. Okay. I don't know. Because we have my Oh, okay. Okay, and then Dr. Hampton, a call for all those things.